Hi, this is Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID magazine. In this episode of the Regarding ID podcast, we talk to Karen Evans, administrator for electronic government and information technology with the White House Office of Management and Budget. The deadline for government agencies to issue HSPD-12 compliant credentials to employees is October 27th. OMB is responsible for overseeing the issuance of credentials to government employees, and we talked to Karen about the progress made and what's next when it comes to security and identification in the federal government.
How is OMB involved with the project, and what specifically is your role with the project?
Well, my responsibility with HSPD-12, which is, you have to go all the way back if you want the history of it, is actually it's Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12. And the president issued this directive as one of, I believe it was four, directives specifically related to the 9/11 Commission recommendations that came out. And in this particular case, this directive was put in place to ensure that we were improving the security of our physical facilities, as well as ensuring that people who had access to our facilities, our employees, were who they said they were, and that we were improving the security overall for our employees as well as for the physical infrastructure that we had. And this was building upon a lot of the work that was already underway within the government, especially the government-wide initiative that we called e-authentication, that was also working on looking at all the online services that we were putting out as a result of the E-Government Act, and then being able to do identity proofing for the people that were coming in for those services, and knowing that, you know, people who were applying for grants were the people who should be getting those grants and those types of activities. So that was what the e-authentication initiative was doing. There were very aggressive timelines that were set out in response to making sure that we had this in place, and this truly was a partnership between industry and government, because you had to define, Commerce Department had to define what the standard was and the technical standard, and then industry had to rise to the occasion to ensure that we had a technical solution that would meet those standards. So there were very aggressive timelines in there, and then OMB's job was to ensure that agencies, through the resources that they had, could implement those timelines and improve the security overall for the federal government. So when you take a look at this, we had very key deadlines, and you've brought up the last major milestone that's in place, which is the October 27th date that's just around the corner, where we were setting that target date to make sure that all agencies were completed in the different activities that they needed to do. And first and foremost was creating that trusted environment and agreeing to what the business process was going to be that all agencies were going to use. And we refer to that kind, it's got a term of endearment for us, which is the PIV-1 standard. But that's really the business process of how we are going to make sure that people are who they say they are.
Right. So on October 27th, they just have to, do agencies have to meet the PIV-1 standard, or do they have to have the credential issued?
That's everything.
Okay, yeah.
That's the total piece. The PIV-1 standard was actually 2 years ago.
Right, that's what I thought.
Right. And so everything is supposed to be completed by this next due date. Now, one of the areas that we continue to work with the agencies, and they have the implementation plans, and we have approved implementation plans with each and every agency, is the total integration of what's happening with your physical access as well as your logical access. And the reason why I'm highlighting that is because many agencies had separate initiatives going down their own path with the physical security people, with the chief information officers, and then with the human resources folks. And this particular initiative brought all of those together so that when a person came on board and they were issued a credential, that you went through the same business process, and that then you used that credential that it had the capabilities to also then grant you the logical access to the systems, because people were looking at solutions like the public key infrastructure. We had things in place, and we still do the federal bridge and those, all of those activities. So this brings all of that together. And now agencies have to think in a very comprehensive way through activities that they're doing, like with their enterprise architecture, of how we will then use the capabilities that are built into the card that's being issued. What is the level of security that you have to have for your systems that were in place? And this builds upon a policy memo that was out there in 2003 to support the e-authentication initiative about what types of security do you need to have, what types in a four-tiered approach. Is it tier one? Is it tier four? Do you need to have biometrics? Do you need to have two-factor authentication? Or is password adequate for the types of services that you're providing? So the card and the infrastructure and that trusted environment is all coming to, I would say, a very exciting climax where agencies now have it all deployed, and the possibilities are endless for them of how they're going to use the technology that they now have available to them.
From talking to government officials, it seems that the priority has been getting the credentials into the hands of the government employees. And the next step is to try to find, you know, to do use cases for it.
Right.
I hear the USDA's got a great logical access piece to it, and they're in the process of rolling out physical access as well. But do you think, where do you think, I'm just trying to go back to the October 27th deadline. Where do you think agencies are going to be at that point? Is OMB going to be happy with the progress that agencies have made with issuing the credentials?
So obviously this is your first interview with OMB, because I am never happy with the progress that agencies make. They hit that bar that we have out there, the goal, and then we're always pushing them to go just a little bit further. But what I would like for the agencies to be able to do, and this is what we've talked about, is that it would be common practice so that if you're a new employee that comes on board, say November 1st, that what is automatically issued to you is an HSPD-12 credential.
Okay.
And that they have the business process in place, and that you know exactly when you're going to get that credential, and that it is part of the regular fabric of what an agency does. Not that they're trying to get all these cards out to meet an OMB mandate, but that it is part of the common way that an agency works. So that if I go from here and say when I'm done this job here and then I get reemployed back at an agency, that I would get an HSPD-12 credential back at that agency because they have vetted me, and that I'm going to get and represent that agency, and that they're going to give me an HSPD-12 credential versus a building pass versus another card, that it is part of the way that they do business.
Having covered this on and off for a number of years, I remember when, you know, HSPD-12 first came out, and there was a lot of resistance. And it seems, though, that over the years, people have gotten used to the idea, and they've started putting these processes in place, but they still might not be completely out there, though it seems that agencies have accepted that this is what they have to do, though some of them maybe grudgingly.
Well, and I would agree that that this is an area that we need to follow up on to make sure that it is built into the fabric of how the agency does the business. Agencies have been very focused on hitting those milestones, and then going back to my previous statement, it was very aggressive, the technology that needs to be in place, and that was put in place. And so the technology was invented to meet the technical requirements and the security requirements that the government had, and that has been done. And now what you have to do is make sure that your legacy systems are shut down, mm-hmm. which is always the key to modernization, and that the new systems move on into the future and can deal with those business needs. So as you know, and if you've been talking with the agency, some of the critical areas that still need to really be looked at is that integration, that full integration of the physical access and how a lot of those card readers will work. But the agencies have moved to the next phase about talking about how are you going to manage this information and how do you then put into place a way to cross-certify so that if Karen is authorized to go into the Pentagon, that you can read and use the same card and that you pass the relevant information because she's authorized. And so what we're trying to do now is make sure that you demonstrate a way that you can use these cards, the credentials, the information on there to validate what is on that person, or this person is authorized to do that activity. So I want to give you an example, because I have to toot OMB's horn on this, is that when the director decided that he was going to, and he presented to the president, and the president agreed that we were going to release the budget in electronic format, what you have to do, and we transmitted it to the Hill mm-hmm. in electronic format. We didn't print any copies. OMB did not order any copies of the budget. The way that we made sure that you could trust those documents was that we used the HSPD-12 credential. And we actually crossed between two different branches of government because it had to go to the General Printing Office. And so the technology works. When they made this decision, we could then test everything through the federal bridge, and we transmitted the documents. So the executive clerk of the president transmitted the documents using his HSPD-12 credential to authenticate that he was who he was and that these documents were what they were, and sent them to the Hill, and then OMB also then sent them to the GPO. We wouldn't have been able to do that if all of this wasn't in place and the HSPD-12 cards didn't follow standards and, you know, everybody could see what we were doing and they could authenticate back through the federal bridge because GPO has been doing the other activities with us as well. So it really is a good news story, and when as these business cases arise, that's how you can then say, okay, this is a good business need. This is how you can use the HSPD-12 credential.
Which budget was that?
It was this year's budget transmission. We have lots of information on that for fiscal year 09. And the president was on holding up a tablet PC. We were very excited. It got a lot of international notice because it was a, you know, this was the document, the budget documents that were transferred to the Hill.
Great. Well, that sounds like that's the next step. You know, that was one of going to be my questions. You know, what's next with the project? You know, there is this, you know, there are no other deadlines beyond the one a week from Monday, after October 27th. So, but the next step is trying to find the use cases and try to make this credential work. Number of different ways that government agencies want
right.
it to work.
And you have to look at each agency now through its enterprise architecture efforts. And when they start building out their specific segment architectures, what we are then looking for is how are you integrating all these initiatives in there? How are you demonstrating those business processes and being able to use the technology as we build up that infrastructure? And then how do you authenticate back and forth to maintain that trust? And so we're looking now to see how agencies are deploying this and using that technology in place. And so there are several things that are underway because as agencies move forward, there are many opportunities there, and the CIO Council itself has recognized that, and that's why we have now restructured ourselves so that there's a new committee that will be, it's called the Security and Identity Management Committee, that will be taking these lessons learned, will be taking these opportunities and making sure that they share that in a very coordinated way throughout the federal government so that these next steps that we're talking about and what should be those recommendations coming into OMB, that the council will be at the forefront making those recommendations to OMB about we should take this next step as the federal government and set this milestone so that all of us now meet that next level so that you can increase the assurance of the services that we're providing.
Karen, is there anything else you would like to add about HSPD-12, the upcoming deadline, or just, you know, the overall, you know, the credentialing initiative overall?
Well, I'm very excited that we've gotten this far, and we will be putting together our status report because I know everyone will want to know exactly where we are in issuing the credentials, but we really are just like you guys are all asking too, what are the next steps? We are positioning ourselves in a way that we can really maximize the use of credentials, that people have really thought about how to use these, how to provide and maintain that trusted environment that we've built, and continue to make sure that it's transparent so that our state and local partners can use the same technology and we can remain interoperable, because that's the key. We want to make sure that we can remain interoperable.
Great. Well, Karen, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today, and I look forward to hearing from you again in the future.
Okay, well, thanks for asking me.
Thanks.